Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire GCSE specification, number. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, number underpins almost everything you'll be asked to do in your exam. So let's get started, and by the end of this episode, you'll feel genuinely confident walking into that exam hall. Number might sound basic, but don't be fooled. It accounts for a significant chunk of marks across all three papers, and the skills you build here, working with fractions, percentages, powers, and roots, will appear again and again throughout your exam. Examiners love to embed number skills inside other topics, so mastering this now pays dividends across the whole paper. Let's begin with the core concepts. First up, types of numbers. You need to know the difference between natural numbers, integers, rational numbers, and irrational numbers. Natural numbers are your counting numbers. Natural numbers are your counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, and so on. Integers include all whole numbers, both positive and negative, plus 0. Rational numbers are any number that can be written as a fraction, so that includes all integers, all terminating decimals like 0.25, and all recurring decimals like 0.333, repeating. Irrational numbers cannot be written as a fraction. The most famous examples are pi and the square root of 2. Examiners will ask you to classify numbers, so make sure you can spot the difference instantly. Now let's talk about place value and rounding. Place value is the foundation of all arithmetic. Every digit in a number has a value depending on its position: units, tens, hundreds, thousands, and so on. When rounding, you look at the digit immediately after the place you're rounding to. If it's 5 or more, you round up. If it's 4 or less, you round down. Candidates lose marks by rounding too early in a multi-step calculation. Always keep full calculator precision until the very last step, then round your final answer. Significant figures are slightly different from decimal places, and this trips up a lot of students. Significant figures start counting from the first non-zero digit. So 0.00456 to two significant figures is 0.0046. The leading zeros don't count. Decimal places, on the other hand, count from the decimal point itself. Read the question carefully. It will tell you which one to use. Moving on to fractions. A fraction represents a part of a whole. The number on top is the numerator. Think of it as the number of parts you have. The number on the bottom is the denominator, the total number of equal parts. To add or subtract fractions, you need a common denominator. To multiply fractions, simply multiply the numerators together and the denominators together. To divide fractions, flip the second fraction and multiply. This is called multiplying by the reciprocal. Here's a memory hook for dividing fractions. Keep, change, flip, keep the first fraction as it is. Change the division sign to a multiplication sign. Flip the second fraction upside down, then multiply across. So 2/3 divided by 4/5 becomes 2/3 multiplied by 5/4, which gives 10/12 simplified to 5/6. Now, percentages. Percentages are everywhere in real life. Discounts, tax, interest rates. And examiners love to set them in context. To find a percentage of an amount, convert the percentage to a decimal and multiply. So 35% of 240 is 0.35 times 240, which equals 84. To find a percentage increase or decrease, use a multiplier. A 20% increase means multiplying by 1.20. A 15% decrease means multiplying by 0.85. This multiplier method is faster and less prone to errors than doing it in two steps. Reverse percentage questions are a higher tier favorite. These ask, after an increase or decrease, what was the original value? The key is to identify what the amount after the change represents as a decimal multiplier, then divide. If a price after a 30% increase is £260, the original price is 260 divided by 130, which gives £200. Never make the mistake of just finding 30% of the given amount and subtracting. That's the most common error on reverse percentage questions. Let's move to powers, roots, and standard form. A power or index tells you how many times to multiply a number by itself. 2 to the power 3 is 2 times 2 times 2, which equals 8. The laws of indices are essential. When multiplying powers with the same base, you add the indices. When dividing, you subtract. When raising a power to a power, you multiply. A negative index means the reciprocal, so 2 to the minus 3 is 1 over 8. A fractional index means a root, so 16 to the power of 1 half is the square root of 16, which is 4. Standard form is used to write very large or very small numbers efficiently. A number in standard form is written as a times 10 to the power n, where a is between 1 and 10, and n is an integer. So 3,400,000 in standard form is 3.4 times 10 to the power 6, and 0.00056 is 5.6 times 10 to the power minus 4. When multiplying numbers in standard form, multiply the a values and add the powers. When dividing, divide the a values and subtract the powers. Always check your answer is still in correct standard form. If your a value is outside the range 1 to 10, adjust it. Now let's talk about factors, multiples, and primes. A factor of a number divides into it exactly with no remainder. A multiple is what you get when you multiply a number by an integer. A prime number has exactly two factors, 1 and itself. Note that 1 is not prime. This is a very common mistake. The prime numbers start 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23. Prime factor decomposition means breaking a number down into a product of its prime factors. Use a factor tree. For example, 60 equals 2 times 30, which is 2 times 2 times 15, which is 2 times 2 times 3 times 5. Written in index form, 2 squared times 3 times 5. This is the foundation for finding the highest common factor and lowest common multiple. For HCF, find the prime factors common to both numbers and multiply them. For LCM, find the prime factors of both numbers and take each prime to its highest power. Let's cover ratio and proportion. A ratio compares two or more quantities. To simplify a ratio, divide all parts by their HCF. To share an amount in a given ratio, find the total number of parts, divide the amount by the total parts to find one part, then multiply. For example, share 120 pounds in the ratio 3 to 5, total parts, 8, 1 part to 100, 20, divided by 8 equals 15. So the shares are 45 pounds and 75 pounds. Direct proportion means as one quantity increases, the other increases at the same rate. Inverse proportion means as one increases, the other decreases. In the exam, you'll often need to set up a proportionality equation. If y is directly proportional to x, write y equals kx, find k using given values, then use the equation to find unknowns. Now for some crucial exam technique, let's talk about the most common mistakes and how to avoid them. Mistake 1, not showing working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, method marks are available. Examiners are instructed to award marks for correct method, even when arithmetic errors occur. Write every step clearly. Mistake 2, premature rounding. In multi-step calculations, keep full precision throughout and only round at the very end. Rounding intermediate values introduces errors that compound. Mistake 3, confusing percentage, change with reverse percentage. If a question says, the price was increased by 20% to reach 360 pounds, find the original price, you divide by 1.20, not subtract 20% of 360. Mistake 4, forgetting that 1 is not a prime number. If asked to list prime numbers, start from 2. Mistake 5, index law errors. Remember, when multiplying powers, you add the indices. When dividing, you subtract. Do not multiply the indices when multiplying. Mistake 6, not simplifying fractions fully. Always check your fraction is in its simplest form by dividing numerator and denominator by their HCF. Now for a quick-fire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what is 3 over 8 as a decimal? Answer, 0.375. Question 2, write 0.0000047 in standard form. Answer, 4.7 times 10 to the power minus 5. Question 3, find the HCF of 24 and 36. Answer, 12. Question 4, a jacket costs 85 pounds after a 15% reduction. What was the original price? Answer, 85 divided by 0.85 equals 100 pounds. Question 5. What is 2 to the power of negative 3? Answer, 1/8 or 0.125. Question 6. Express 72 as a product of its prime factors. Answer, 2 cubed times 3 squared. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today. Number is the bedrock of GCSE maths. Master your fraction, decimal, and percentage conversions. They come up on every paper. Learn the index laws cold. They're tested directly and embedded in algebra, surds, and standard form questions. Always use the multiplier method for percentage problems, especially reverse percentages. Show every step of your working. Method marks are your safety net. Use prime factor decomposition to find HCF and LCM efficiently. And remember, one is not prime, and irrational numbers cannot be written as fractions. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep showing you're working, and remember that every mark you earn in number is a mark that builds your confidence across the whole paper. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.